5. Astronomy.
The origin of lunar craters. The Moon is the Earth's only natural satellite, orbiting around the Earth from an average distance of 238,000 miles. According to the giant impact theory, another forming planet collided with our planet about 4.5 billion years ago, causing large pieces of the Earth to leave the atmosphere and go into orbit around the Earth. Later, these pieces underwent a process in which they combined, melted, cooled, and subsequently formed the Moon. After its formation, numerous craters, which are characteristic of the jagged terrain of the Moon, began to form. The vast majority of lunar craters were created by impacts, although volcanic activity may also have caused craters to appear. Impact craters are formed when a meteorite hits the surface. Some planets and moons contain atmospheres that are able to burn up meteorites due to the heat produced from air resistance as they enter the atmosphere. The Moon does not have an atmosphere, therefore it has no protective barrier to burn meteorites up before they reach the surface. Instead, meteorites forcefully explode upon impact, ejecting surface material at great velocity. The force of the impact causes smaller pieces to shoot out from the impact site. The ejected surface material falls back down and showers the Moon's surface, creating a raised ring around the crater. Larger craters are created by the impact of asteroids, which are much larger than meteorites. Volcanic craters form when hot magma, which is molten rock beneath the surface, rises upward, breaking open the surface layers. Since the Moon has no moving plates, there are no upper mantle layers, as there are on the Earth. Upper mantle layers generally remain intact, so eruptions from below the surface are less likely to occur. Because of the lack of mantle layers on the Moon, the magma breaks right through the surface. Through these cracks, hot gases escape as the magma cools and recedes. Through this process, a cavity beneath the surface is formed, and it quivers from the lack of support. As magma has low viscosity, it does not have enough matter to fully form a plateau above the surface. As the surface collapses, the magma falls with it, forming a crater. Volcanic craters differ from impact craters in appearance, with their irregular shapes and presence of volcanic matter.